The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny, with Barry Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, let's go on to Jack Benny's house in Beverly Hills. It's such a lovely morning that outside on the front lawn, we hear the splashing of birds in the bird baths. While upstairs, we hear the sound of the shower.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling that everything's going my way.
Rochester, I'm through showering. You can stop singing now.
Okay.
Say, Rochester, I don't know where you're buying soap lately, but that new bar I just used didn't lather at all.
I didn't know you took a new bar of soap. Did you get it out of the service closet?
No, I found it in the kitchen.
In the drawer?
No, in a dish near the drain board.
Well, congratulations, boss.
Why?
You have just showered with a peeled potato.
A peeled... Imagine showering with a peeled potato.
You now have a skin that lamb chops love to touch.
Never mind that. Here, take this towel and dry my back, will you please?
Yes.
Ah, that feels good.
Boss, you sure have well-developed shoulders.
Oh, thank you, Rochester.
Yes. Did you ever do any fighting?
Oh, yes, a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I won 22 fights. I was known as the Waukegan Wildcat.
Waukegan Wildcat?
Yes.
Why did you quit?
Well, they made it put on gloves, and I couldn't scratch anymore. So I got a manicure and retired. Now, Rochester, while I get dressed, how about fixing me some breakfast?
Yes, sir. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful... Oh, good morning, Polly.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling that something is coming my way.
You're feeling all right, you ain't it? Good job, Polly. Polly! Oh, what a beautiful morning. Good morning, Miss Livingston. Come right in.
You must be in a good mood. I heard you singing as you were coming to the door.
Oh, I always sing when it's getting close to my payday.
Really? When is your payday?
September 1st.
September 1st? But this is only April. Why do you sing so long before payday?
There ain't much to sing about after.
I know what you mean.
Oh, good morning, Mary.
Hello, Jack. You know, it's so early, I thought you'd still be in bed.
In bed? Are you kidding? I've already taken my shower. Rochester, how about breakfast?
Coming up.
Mary, would you care for something to eat?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
You know, Mary, you look kind of cute this morning. You really do. How about a kiss?
Okay. That's funny.
What?
I just said I wasn't hungry, and now I've got a craving for potatoes.
Well, it's not the cleanest one in the town.
What?
Nothing. Rochester, just make my breakfast.
Wait a minute, Jack. What is Rochester talking about?
All right, I'll tell you. This morning when I was taking a shower, I thought I picked up a cake of soap, but it turned out to be a peeled potato. It could happen to anybody.
That couldn't happen to Gracie Allen.
Never mind. Rochester, is breakfast ready?
I just put the coffee on. What else would you like?
Well, I'd like a little bacon and one fried E-G-G.
Yes, sir. A little bacon and one fried E-G-G.
Jack, what's the idea of the spelling? Why don't you just say you want a little bacon and one...
Don't say it, Mary. Don't say it. We always spell it. You know, Polly lays an EGG every day, and she'd go crazy if she ever found out we were eating them. Isn't that cute?
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mary. Is Mr. Benny in?
Yes, he's having breakfast.
Well, I'm sure glad he's here because I got plenty to tell him.
Dennis, what's the matter?
14 years this has been going on, and I've had all I can take. I've stood enough, believe me.
Dennis, what is it?
I wouldn't mind if it was only once or twice, but every week the same thing, week in and week out. After all, what did he take me for? I'm fed up, I tell you. Fed up!
Well, Dennis, I don't know what's on your mind, but obviously you should talk to Mr. Benny.
Oh, say, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to tell him off.
Well, come on. He's in the breakfast room.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Oh, Mr. Benny. Gee, you're looking well today.
Thanks, kid. What'd you come over for?
Oh, I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd drop in.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Dennis, what are you waiting for? Why don't you tell him off?
What are you trying to do, start something?
Yes, Mary, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me?
Yeah.
You've been mistreating Dennis and taking advantage of him for 14 years.
What?
And he's had enough of it. After all, what do you take him for?
Mary, what are you trying to do, make trouble or something?
That's telling her, Mr. Benny.
Now, wait a minute. Look, Dennis, I'm going to straighten this thing out right now. Didn't you come to the door and tell me that you were mad at Mr. Benny?
Uh-huh.
And didn't you tell me that you were fed up with the way he was treating you?
Uh-huh.
And didn't you say you were going to tell him plenty?
Uh-huh.
Then why is it when you walked up to Mr. Benny you were so nice to him?
When I saw his long fingernails, I lost my nerve.
Stop being silly. Now, Dennis, I want to hear the song you're going to do on the program, so go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Be fine on the program. Say, Rochester, is my toast ready yet?
Not yet, boss. It's in the toaster.
Yeah. Rochester, what was that?
The toast just blew out the window.
Oh, my goodness. That piece of toast landed on the lawn, and it'll attract ants. I'll be right back. Well, let's see. It flew out through that window, so it should be right on the lawn.
I don't see it. Maybe it flew out into the street. Funny, I don't see it around here either. There's the Coleman's garbage can. It hasn't got a lid on it. I wonder if the toast could have gone in there. Gee, I gotta find her. We'll be loaded with ants. There's several pieces of toast in here.
Jack!
Huh? Oh, hello, Bob. I was just looking for a piece of toast.
Well, Jack, why didn't you tell me the things were that rough? Why, it worked for nothing.
Bob, you don't understand.
Well, Jack, you can be honest with me. Come on, I'll take you down to the market and buy you enough food to last for 2 months.
Bob, I'm trying to tell you that... What'd you say? Huh?
Why, I said that I'd take you down to the market and buy you enough food for 2 months.
Jack, come on in. Your breakfast is ready.
You eat it. Bob and I are going shopping. Hey, now, wait a minute. You mean you have food in the house and yet you were going to let me try to buy some for you?
Bob, I was just going to teach you a lesson for being so silly. Now, come on in the house.
Hello, Mr. Crosby.
Hello, Rochester. Hiya, Mary.
Hello, Bob.
Hiya, Bob. Hiya, Dennis.
Sit down, kids. Mary, pour everybody some coffee.
Okay.
Make mine black.
Black? Dennis, I thought you always took cream. Why do you want a black?
I'm in mourning. My uncle died.
Dennis. Dennis, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. He committed suicide.
Suicide?
Yeah.
Did he shoot himself?
No.
Did he hang himself?
No.
Well, did he take poison?
No.
Well, for heaven's sake, how did he do it?
He bought a bottle of stop it and poked himself to death.
What?
Joke's over. Pass the cream.
You know, Bob, I think it's only fair that I warn you.
Warn me about what?
Before Phil Harris met Dennis, he didn't drink a drop. Everything happened after... There's someone at the back door. Rochester, give everybody coffee. I'll answer.
Hello, Mr. Burry.
Oh, the man from the bakery shop.
I got the stuff that you ordered. Some donuts, some chocolate cake, some pastry, and a half a dozen cimarron rolls.
You still can't pronounce it, can you? Look, it isn't cimarron, it's cinnamon. Now, let me ask you something. Maybe this will help you pronounce it. How are these rolls made?
Well, you take some flour, sugar, eggs, and do you want to know all the ingredients?
Look, it isn't ingredient, it's ingredient. Yes, I want to know all of them.
Well, there's flour, sugar, eggs, shortening, and cinnamon.
That's it. Now, take your time. Think. Okay. Now, let me hear you say it.
Ingredients.
I don't mean ingredients. I'm trying to get you to say cimarron. I mean cinnamon.
Why don't you order something else? You drive me nuts.
All right, just give me my stuff. Thanks and goodbye.
Bye.
Jack, who is that?
Oh, that silly guy from the bakery. The fellow who insists upon saying cimarron rolls. Well, here you are, kid. You can have some of these with your coffee. They're nice and fresh.
Wait a minute, Jack. He's right.
What do you mean he's right?
Well, look at that label on this paper box. These are genuine cimarron rolls, named after J.P. Cimarron, founder of the Cimarron Baking Company.
What?
These cimarron rolls should not be confused with ordinary cinnamon rolls, which are made from entirely different ingredients.
Hmm.
Well, Jack, I guess that'll hold you.
Hold me nothing. That silly guy had that label printed himself just because he can't say cinnamon. He must be crazy.
Well, boss, there's one way of finding out.
How?
Ask him if he's showing with a peeled potato.
All of this nonsense. You kids want the rolls, whether you call me or not.
Well, I have him.
So nice.
Dennis, how about... Dennis? Dennis, what are you stirring your coffee with?
My paper made pen.
Dennis.
Well, don't worry, it's peak proof. It's over pen made spoon.
Being silly.
Well, I don't know how long the bill's going to, Jackson, but I'm slipping. Get the ice.
You'll need more than ice before you get through with it. There's the front door.
You want me to get it, boss?
No, no, I'll get it. All I did was shower with a peeled potato. The whole day is mixed up. Yes?
How do you do? My name is Martindale. I represent a law firm that specializes in settling estates and tracing legal heirs.
Legal heirs?
Yes. Does Mr. Jack Benny live here?
Oh, I'm Jack Benny.
Well, then it's very possible that you're the man I'm looking for. May I come in?
Yes, yes. Have a seat, Mr. Martindale.
Mr. Benny, if you're the man we're looking for, a man whom you have never seen has left you a legacy of
$5,000. $5,000?
Hey, kids! Kids, come on in here!
What is it, Jack?
What's up? Yeah, what?
You tell him, Mr. Martindale.
Certainly.
We have reason to believe that Mr. Benny's Aunt Matilda, whom he has never met, left him
$5,000. Hey, that's wonderful.
Yes, yes. Where's the money? Where's the money?
Where's the money from Aunt Matilda?
I've got the check right here in my briefcase. Oh, but first I'll have to verify a few facts.
Oh, of course, of course. Go ahead, mister. Ask me anything you want.
Good old Aunt Matilda.
I'm sorry about this interruption, Mr. Martindale.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mr. Benny.
Now, I'll answer any questions, and then you give me the $5,000 my Aunt Matilda left to me.
Jack.
Huh?
Jack, come here a minute.
What is it, Mary?
Jack, Bob and I have been talking it over. If your Aunt Matilda never saw you, why should she leave you all that money?
Because she was my own flesh and blood.
Jack, if she had any of your blood, she wouldn't leave anything to anybody.
Okay, Mr. Martindale, I'll answer those questions now.
Very well. Mr. Benny, were you born in Waukegan, Illinois?
Yes, yes. You see, Mary? You see, it's me.
And at the age of 6, you started to practice a musical instrument.
That's right, that's right, that's right. That's right, that's right.
And that instrument was?
The violin. I still play the violin. I play the violin.
Now,
The fiddle, the violin.
You graduated from Central Elementary School and went to Waukegan High School.
Right.
At the age of 17, you left Waukegan, became an actor, and went into
Vaudeville. I went into Vaudeville. I played the violin in the Vaudeville.
I'm sure that further questioning is unnecessary. I'm firmly convinced that you're the man we're looking for.
Where's the money?
Just a minute. Here's one question I neglected to check. How old are you?
39.
Well, that's strange. Every other answer seems to fit, but the Jack Benny we're looking for was born in 1894. That would make him 59.
But, Mr. Martindale, it must be me. There was no other Jack Benny born in Waukegan who played the violin.
I'm sorry, but the Jack Benny we're looking for, who gets this $5,000, was born in 1894 and is 59 years old.
Well, 59? Yeah.
Well, this is a tale well calculated to keep you in.
Mr. Martindale, I'm sorry, but I'm not the Jack Benny you're looking for. I am only 39.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. I was hoping my search was over. Oh, good day.
Goodbye, Mr. Martindale.
Jack.
What is it, Mary?
I can't believe what I just heard.
What do you mean you can't believe it?
Jack, all you had to do was to say you were 59 and you would have gotten the money.
Uh-huh.
But by insisting that you were 39, you lost $5,000.
That's right.
I can't understand it. Why?
Mary, I may not be a spendthrift, but I know a bargain when I see one.
Bargain?
Where else can you buy 20 years for $5,000?